What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Drift Bar. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
It's time for America's favorite game, Who Said It?, where Joel and I will go ahead and guess the ESPN 97.5 personalities, which person actually said it, and try to get past the overall 3 record. I know that that's what you guys have been getting so far. That's because you have Branham as a partner.
We've never run the table, kid. This is where you can really show your gumption and your ability to handle this whole thing and succeed. If you could end somehow running the table here or getting 4, I mean, it will go a long way to you burying Branham and his ability to talk any kind of mess.
Listen, I'm a jack of all trades, maybe not a master of none, but I do listen to a lot of sports talk radio, listen to all the shows here on the network. Let's see if I can go ahead and get at least 4 in this one. Ooh. I'm not going to go for a perfect streak of 5. But if I can get 4,
can't we set the bar low from Brendan and not give him any kind
of ammunition? Nope, he's already set it. The bar is 4.
See.
All right, you know what?
Yeah. The bar is 4. All right, okay, you guys ready for number 1?
What did you do that for?
Joel's already in his head now.
Oh, boy.
Now I'm not happy already. Do you understand, if you've listened to these before, how important this is to how good of a weekend I'm going to have? If I win here, I have a great weekend. If we fail, I get ticked off. All right, let's go.
Way to put no pressure on him there, Joel.
No, well, he just put 4 on it. I would have said, hey, man, it's my first time here. I'd love to get 2. Then if you got 3, you could gloat all weekend.
All right, number 1. You got to be an enthusiast if you can't even go to court without your meth.
Without your meth?
What?
You got to be an enthusiast if you can't even go to court without your meth.
That sounds like
it sounds like News of the Weird.
It
sounds like News of the Weird, so it sounds like the bench.
And I would guess Lance.
See, because here's my thing. Like, a week ago, I was in the room on every pick and picked the wrong host. For like the first 2 or 3. I knew what show it was. I knew who possibly could have said it. And I picked the wrong one. So I'm totally with you, BMAC. I totally believe this is the bench. I totally believe it's News of the Weird.
It's News of the Weird for sure.
It's just Granato normally reads the News of the Weird to get Lance's reacts. But the kicker is sometimes Granato then also throws in his 2 cents. So is this Lance commenting and John going, and by the way, if you can't even go to court without needing your meth?
I think John asked the question, is it okay to go to court with your meth? And then this is Lance's response.
My big takeaway is you see John throwing those one-liners really quickly. And this would feel like a throwaway one. What kind of one-liner?
So now one of you is saying Lance and one of you is saying John.
I think it's Granato.
It's Lance, BMAC?
He's the one that's confident going 4 wins if he thinks it's Granato.
Yeah, it's also scaring me that he's overconfident and not being realistic in his approach to the game.
Okay, Brendan, can you read it one more time?
Slowly.
You got to be an enthusiast if you can't even go to court without your meth.
I feel like that's a throwaway line. That would feel like something Granato would actually say.
All right, so basically since your ass is on the line with this, Mr. 4 out of 5, if you feel that confident, like you felt confident enough to say you're going to get 4, I'm putting this squarely on your shoulders, in your lap, and with your fanny out. I understand what you're saying, BMAC. I will go with Cole for the sake of his confidence.
I mean, you got to be an enthusiast if you can't even go to court without your meth.
1 for Cole. Well played, young man.
You have no idea how much I was sweating on that one.
There we go. So he's off to a good start, Brendan. All right, let's keep the barrel rolling downhill, if we will.
Number 2. Sorry, weather people out there, for talking out of my ass. I am to an extent, but sometimes it sounds like you are.
Paul Gallant.
That is straight up. I don't know. It's him. It's PC or Gallant. That's the way that I look at it. And I feel like Gallant would be the one that would make a comment like that more than PC.
The line, sorry weather people, sounds like Paul.
I was going to say, because you might know PC, because it's a great call on Cole's part to bring up PC, because sometimes we forget, because he does the nights, that he's in on this, that it could be either guy. You would know PC better than most.
Well, I did the show Tuesday night. He did not say it Tuesday night. I can confirm that.
Okay.
So then I think that, well, Cole, by the way, with your fanny still depanted, this is still on you. You got three more to get. If you're adamant, I'll let you call it.
I'm not as adamant.
Because this could be BK, too. We always say the closest... The closest poor man's Paul comment is BK.
Yeah, BK's an option as well, but I would lean Paul.
But my thing is, like, I listen to The Wheelhouse all the time because Jake and I are boys, and I always am trying to pay attention to BK's.
You guys are related, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, just got the ginger hair, I got the ginger beard. We absolutely love each other that way.
You guys are illegitimate brothers.
Oh, 100%. I celebrate Christmas. He's more the Hanukkah side, so we get it all together.
You ride roller coasters. He can't.
Yeah, he can. You get that.
You've got great
hair. So where are we going here?
One more time. I know the weather person is where I'm kind of getting thrown
off. This is all on him, Brandon, so tell him.
Sorry, weather people. I'm sorry. Let me restart this. I typed it out here. Sorry, weather people out there for talking out of my ass. I am to an extent, but sometimes it sounds like you guys are.
If it was anyone other than weather people, I would probably go BK, but it's Paul. It's weather people. I'm going to go Paul.
Sorry, weather people out there, for talking out of my ass.
Two for Junior.
We were unanimous on that one.
Yeah, that one was right from the get-go, from the jump. I knew it was Paul. Felt like Paul.
Weather people gave it away.
That was the thing.
And not many guys, are, aside from myself, are ready to use the word ass on air that quickly.
Yeah.
I think that definitely Paul's front of the list.
What's number three?
All right, number three. I have an unusually high IQ.
That could be
literally anyone. Wow,
Paul loves him enough that could have been Paul,
too. That's the end of the
too.
Quote?
Just, that's it?
That's it? That's all you're giving us?
I feel like there's a lot there.
I don't feel like that's the bench. I think they're so established. They let you figure out what they already know. I don't think they got to boast about it.
Is it Jake?
So my thing is that I think we can all agree it's probably the Wheelhouse.
I think it's the Wheelhouse. It's not BK.
One more time, Brendan, because I'm not totally convinced it's not Paul again, because you've been doing these things long enough that you like to throw a wrinkle into, like, use the same guy twice.
I have an unusually high IQ.
See, I think it's Jake. Jake is someone who they tend to run down his intelligence or his ability to speak from time to time. And this sounds like a way of
That's
him defending
call.
Himself.
He normally, when gets called out for saying a name wrong or mispronouncing something, he has to back himself
this
up.
This sounds like his way of being cocky about his intelligence.
Well, Jake's the one that always calls him the Commies, right, on the show?
Yeah,
it is. And he never actually says the full name of a team.
Because he's a professional
broadcaster. Yeah, because he's a professional broadcaster. But I know Jake so well, it fits the mold, because if I'll call him out and he'll make comments to me like that, especially when I do his YouTube show with him, I feel like it's either Jake or Paul, and I don't think that we're going to get back Pauls.
See, that's where you got to be careful, because that is exactly
Brendan, if I was running it, for sure.
Brendan lives for that, and BMAC has actually been involved in it.
Yeah, I went four BKs in a row.
I didn't like his involvement in it. Again, you're fanny in the wind, so you make the call, Cole.
So if I get this one right, I already tie Brandon for the week, so that's always a positive.
Yep.
Jake Gassman, final answer.
I have an unusually high IQ.
Got a little dicey now, kid. Now you're 2-1 and you have no room for error.
For the record, BMAC was there when Patrick said this and even replied to
him. Oh, and you were... And you were alienated by your on-site producer, son.
You even replied to him saying that.
Oh no!
You had a frontline advantage to that.
Look,
one.
And Tuesday, he's not drunk. What is going on here?
When you have a 17-month hold at home, two days might as well
he
be
just
5 years.
He sabotaged you, Cole.
All right, guys, we have two more here. We got to get through.
Let's go.
All right.
Number four. When discussing the best sideline reporter in Houston, one host said, "Vanessa is a quitter. It's Julia. She doesn't quit."
That's BK.
That's either BK or Paul.
I heard BK. They were talking about this the other day on the way home when they were talking about, forget who Barstool or whoever said were the best in their given category broadcasting-wise. Let's talk about the worst. And BK had the audacity to throw out Vanessa in the conversation.
So you already know.
I didn't hear the exact quote, but I know where it was coming from, and I believe it was BK.
All right. I'm going to go run with this one. I'm going to trust you. My fanny's still on the line no matter what.
You make the final call. I'm just trying to give you help.
You're giving me the assist. I'm going to go ahead and shoot the three. BK, final answer.
Yeah, no, Vanessa's a quitter, so it's Julia. She hadn't quit.
That's three, baby.
There you go.
That's
so now
three.
You've tied Branham, but now to get into the rare air and to boastfully back it up, you have one left to get. And I've been here before when we've had four straight and crapped the bed. This is big.
All right. Let's see what we have.
Final one. Oh, I absolutely want to sneeze. I love sneezing.
Oh, I That's absolutely so want to sneeze. I love sneezing.
That is correct.
It sounds Cody-esque.
It's not the morning show.
It's not
Granato. It's not Paul.
It's certainly not Paul.
Because Lance could sneeze and actually break something because he's fragile. And Granato with a hangover would not like to rattle his cage with a sneeze, so I don't think that's happening.
I don't think it's Jake.
It's very general, though.
That's like the IQ question. Like, any one of them could have said it, but I don't think it's Jake.
It's quirky enough to be Paul. Have we used Paul this?
We used Paul at number two. Okay.
Yeah, we got Paul right.
The only one we didn't get was PC.
My first reaction was Cody.
I think that's a fair guess.
Cody feels like the guy who, if he sneezes, he probably farts at the same time. So I think that he's probably like, it gets it out of my system.
Wow. I mean, now you really are Branham, because now you're starting to poke the literal bear. I mean, you're literally going right at Cody. Look, this is your ass on the line, so it's up to you. I've given you all I can give you. I hope to God you get it right, because I want to have a good weekend, especially with my mother-in-law in town. I don't want to have this hanging over our heads because of you. And you boastfully said you were going to get four, so this is on you.
# Cole's Fanny on the line right here on the Killer Bees. Screw it. Cody Suits, final answer. Let's go ahead and win this one.
Oh, I absolutely want to sneeze. I love sneezing.
Boom!
You're welcome.
Boom, baby! Told you, Branham. Come at me next time. Ooh, I feel excited. I feel good.
Donna, I set the table. I just didn't serve dinner. Yeah, everybody but PC, right?
Loud, brash, and beautiful. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. That's the number to call in. Let's go ahead and talk about where the Houston Texans could be in the next couple of seasons, especially when you see how these teams have unfolded in the last 2 years. It's Killer Bees right here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, I want to tell you once again about the good people at MyBookie, because the big weekend is coming up right here, and you guys know there's a ton of sports, and we're talking about bowl games already starting. We're talking about a Rockets game on Saturday night. We're talking about NFL Saturday and Sunday. Best place to put money down? MyBookie.ag. Why? Well, because I always tell you to go to MyBookie.ag, because they take care of their customers every step of the way, and right now they're doing it again. Promo code BET975 after you get into MyBookie.ag will get you a chance to really get a quick payout that you don't have to sweat. It's a no-strings bonus, lets you cash in, cash out, and you do it really quickly. You can bet as little as $50 up to $2,000. You get a 10% cash bonus. Bet your deposit amount once, you'll be ready to cash out. Won't find an easy bonus like this anywhere else. It's no strings attached. It's only with mybookie.ag, and it's only when you use the promo code BET975. Hammer the bonus on mybookie.ag, and then focus on what's really important, and that's winning time. Amp up the fun this week. Get in all the action. World Cup final, you want in? They got your action. NFL, NBA, college basketball, college football. You know the Cougs are playing Virginia in a big college basketball game? Make it even more interesting by betting on it at mybookie.ag. Use that promo code BET975. Do what I always tell you to do. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with the only place I tell you to do it. It's mybookie.ag.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Drift Bar. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
713-780-3776. That's the number you want to call in. Come join us down here at Drift Bar in the Heights, wherever you are located. Make sure you stop on by, grab an ice cold brew. Now, don't we have a deal going on right now, Joel?
What we really should do, Cole, is celebrate victory by giving out gifts to the people that make it all possible.
Absolutely.
I think because we are constantly doing our little early Christmas give back season of giving to the loyal listeners of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM, we're going to do it again right now. As we've been doing all week long and all week, every week leading up to Christmas, we are going to do it again right now. 4-pack of tickets to see the new movie, Avatar, The Way of the Water. And on top of just being able to take you and three friends to the movies, a $100 Visa gift card on top so you can get some of that Christmas shopping done, or maybe just soak it up all for yourself. We are going to do it right now. Let's make it an even dozen. Caller number 12. 713-780-3776. Caller 12, 713-780-ESPN. You win four tickets to see the new movie anytime, anywhere, any theater, and a $100 Visa gift card. It's our way of giving back as we're doing all December for the Season of Giving. And again, don't forget to join us next Friday as we give back in a big way. CC is now here, Crystal Collins along with Donna. If you guys want to be like they are, loyal listeners, December 23rd, the place to be, Nick's place for our big Christmas party. Don't let the cold keep you from the party. All broadcasts, all coming from Nick's place next Friday to celebrate you guys, the listeners, and Christmas all at the same time.
Don't be a Grinch. Make sure that you come out and join us for our holiday party right here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Blakers, I know that you are not the biggest college football fan, at least when it comes to bowl season. You don't include
Crap bowls. I like the bigger bowls.
You're going to tell me
not
right now.
Bowls.
You're not going to tell me the Cure Bowl going on right now between number 25 UTSA and number 4 Troy is not enticing.
Now, I can honestly say that I've watched UTSA this year because they played some. They played U of H and right. They played. I believe they played Texas as
Texas,
well. So
yeah.
I've seen them play twice, and I really like how they've really kind of taken the program to the next level with facilities and team. Other than that, Troy and a matchup of those two teams.
Oh, no. I'm not going to let you disrespect my Troy Trojans. I'm an Alabama grad. I know the Yellowhammer State. They love John Summerall up there, and the Trojans have been alive and well because of him. I love this matchup.
I don't care if you put a Trojan on your Yellowhammer. It's not something that I'm interested in enough to tell you that I would pay more than a passing glance because it's on a TV in front of me as we celebrate the good environment of Drift Bar. I don't care. I hope UTSA wins, but other than that, I don't give a rat's ass about this bowl game and most of the bottom-of-the-barrel bowl games that are out there. Sorry, Jerry Branham, wherever you're going for the U of H.
Here's the deal. Here's my big thing. I understand where maybe you come from, because if I do have an issue with bowl games right now, and the main one is the opt-out reason, and then you see the transfer portal. And when you see that happen, what you're eventually watching is players and coaches leave their organization, leave their program, leaving everyone in the dust, and now we're seeing third stringers go up against first teamers. So a game like tomorrow, the Wasabi Fenway Bowl, that's going to be the Scott Satterfield Bowl, who left in the middle of the night to go take the job at Cincinnati. Everyone at Louisville has dropped it out. Everyone is gone at this point. So I understand where like these type of bowl games where you say are unmeaningful because you're not seeing the stars, the guys that you want to see play on Sundays out there on Saturdays.
The Wasabi
Fenway Bowl.
So I take it it's played at Fenway Park.
No, it's played at Yankee Stadium.
Other than that, well, they have that. They have the Pinstripe Bowl too, pal. I know. But the Wasabi, I'm thinking about just the whole gift pack that the kids get for going to the bowl game. I'm done. I don't need your wasabi. I don't know what else is coming with that. It again, not enticing at all. But I think that in terms of the point you brought up, look, the playing field has been leveled out a little bit, and people don't like it. Coaches have been doing this crap forever. Now the players can do it too, and it sucks for everybody that's a fan. That's the worst part about this. The fan that doesn't get paid as a coach or doesn't get the potential of the NFL, the fan who looks forward to this game gets punished. Whether it be because you're going to the game in your home city or just because you're, like you, a big college football fan and you want to see the best players from each team play, it sucks, and it's not going to change anytime soon because now, instead of just coaches taking the bigger, better job, you got players that have bigger, better things on their mind that are going to sit it out, and now the matchups get less and less. There's less value for sponsors, and maybe the only good thing is some of these crap bowls go away.
Well, I at least look at the college football playoff expanding in 2024 to 12 teams. How does that officially affect this happen? Because here's another one. Jackson Smith-Njigba, a guy that Houston would probably love to have as their number two complimentary receiver long term, he's not playing in the bowl game, and he's going to focus his attention onto the likes of the NFL draft. Tavion Thomas, for a running back out of Utah, he opted out before the Pac-12 championship. So you're starting to see not only coaches leave, but you're seeing players leave. The transfer portal on day one had over 1,000 names already entered into it. So that's 1,000 players that potentially are playing this upcoming weekend or over the next 3 weeks that are not going to be in the bowl game. But here's the good news for you, or maybe the bad news if you're a Houston Texans fan. Alabama's defensive end Will Anderson and quarterback Bryce Young will be playing in the All-State Sugar Bowl on January 31st against Kansas State. Does that worry you at all about potentially their status for the 2023 draft?
Bryce Young, it does. And BMAC gets credit for this because he is the guy that brought this up a few weeks ago. And if Bryce Young as he is fully capable and entitled to do. If he decides to stay put, and this is a sign of bigger decisions to come, where he decides that he is going to come back for another year down, maybe it's because he doesn't want to play for the Houston Texans, or maybe he wants to prove to everybody for yet another year. This is a big gamble. This is a big risk because of the fact that we know someone's taking him in the top five. It may not be the Houston Texans. We know both guys are going in the top five. And so, to me, I get that you're trying to set your legacy forever at your university and you don't want to let your boys down and you want something that you can look back at and say when all is said and done, man, remember that year, remember that bowl game, remember the way we all came together? But if it means that when doing so, you get hurt and you take millions and millions of dollars out of your pocket and the potential to not only have being set for life for yourself but many of your family members, I don't like it. I think it's too risky. I think maybe you're right. Maybe it is a sign that Texans fans need to pay attention to and other teams drafting in the top five. These guys may be thinking about staying.
My big takeaway is this. With NIL and how it's been affecting the way that college football is, I think you're going to start seeing more players be willing to stay another year if the NIL money is worth it. So a guy like Bryce Young didn't even play a down yet in the college level. Had $1.1 million locked into his bank, and then he ended up winning the Heisman. That only added more money to his NIL deal. A guy like Will Anderson, being the superstar, hyperactive athlete that we saw at the SEC. By the way, this past year, still led the SEC in tackle for losses.
How much did you watch it? Because I know you're college.
I'm an Alabama grad, so I watch him every single week.
Jeremy brought this up the other day, and I've seen it too. I don't know if he's just preparing for the next level, and he's kind of taking it down, making a business decision, taking it down a notch. Saw him quit on a lot of plays. I saw a guy that I was expecting high motor on every play. And the more I watched him, I was like, I get the – maybe he knows the hype and where he's going to go, and he's trying not to get hurt. But I was concerned about that. Jeremy watched him in the LSU game. I've seen that from time to time this year.
I've seen that against another guy too, Jalen Carter. I actually texted a buddy of mine because we had those quote-unquote character concerns by Mel Kiper yesterday.
Yeah,
we heard about that.
Todd McShay.
But we heard about the character concerns. Here's what it was. He'll go hard for 12 plays, and then he'll take a play off. Oh, that's a character concern. So if I see that with a guy like Will Anderson, what it's saying to me is, oh, he's benefiting from taking a little bit of time off. This past year, though, he still led the SEC in tackle for losses. He still led the SEC in sacks. So even though he didn't have 17.5, 10 was enough, and it led him to be the Menardjik Award winner for the number one defensive player in the league. So I understand where you're coming from, especially when it comes to a guy like Will Anderson, because he's not going to get paid the top-tier money like a Bryce Young will in NIL. But Bryce Young still has a legacy to have because every other Alabama quarterback has won a national title. Tua, Jalen Hurts, you have Mac Jones. Jake Coker won a national title, and Bryce Young, the can't-miss generational quarterback, hasn't done it? Maybe he wants to come back for another year.
Maybe, and maybe he doesn't want to play for the Houston Texans.
That was my first thing.
That there's all kinds of factors that factor in. We've seen all the quarterbacks at the top of the draft find different ways to get out of situations they don't want to be in. Started with John Elway. It went to Eli Manning's. Look, it wouldn't be inconceivable to think that Bryce Young, for whatever the reason may be, and of the ones we listed out, maybe more, wants to go back to Alabama for one more go at it.
713-780-3776. That's the number to call in. What do you think of Alabama's Bryce Young and Will Anderson playing in the bowl game? And let's go ahead and talk about where the Texans could go if they're trying to contend, not in 2023, but maybe 2024. It's Killer Bees right here on ESPN 92.5, 97.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, let me tell you again about my good friends at Vivia. Look, I love the people at Vivia because they do the things that you don't want to do, like take out the trash. They take care of things you don't want to deal with, like getting your hands dirty and worrying about, what am I going to do? I cleaned out the attic. I cleaned out the garage. I'm doing some home renovations, but now what do I do with all the crap that I got out of the house? It's easy. You just get in touch with Vivia. You call them, 832-699-1555, or more simply, just go online, govivia.com. They come to you. They have a 10-yard and a 15-yard rollaway dumpster, small enough to fit comfortably in your driveway, attractive enough to keep away the HOA. It will not ruin your curb appeal while you are upscaling and upgrading your yard, your garage, your kitchen, whatever you've got going on. And you know what? It's the same thing for project managers doing commercial jobs. If you need a dumpster and you need people to take away the excess, that's where Vivia comes in. You think that Texas Custom Patios trust just anybody to do their waste needs? They go to the people that I'm telling you to go to, Vivia, because they take care of them too. Greatest thing about this is schedule it same day and it's done. Drop it off in the morning, pick it up at night, 5-star service. All you need to know. That's where you go to take care of all your waste needs. We use them for our ESPN golf tournament. You should use them too. Check them out right now. It's govivia.com. Go Vivia and tell them you heard it on ESPN 97.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Drift Bar. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
He's Joel Blank. I'm Cole Thompson, filling in for Jeremy Branham, joining us right here live at the Drift Bar in the Heights. If you're in the local area, make sure you stop on by, watch a little bit of college football, kick back a few beers, and enjoy us until 3 p.m. and the Wheelhouse coming up from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Joel,
yes.
I look at a team like the Houston Texans, and here's the only thing I will say. They stink.
The only thing
they
say?
They stink. They're god-awful. There's nothing positive about this team now that Damian Pierce isn't playing this weekend, and you got a matchup against Patty Mahomes, who's ready to go ham. But never take that into granted, because here's the thing. 2 years ago, you looked at a last-place team by the name of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, they look like one of the best teams in the NFL. You look at a team like the Cincinnati Bengals 2 years ago. They were dead last in the NFL. They had the number one pick. They've been able to transform their team so much so that they are looking more and more like a legitimate AFC contender and the future powerhouse with Joe Burrow running the team. So I look at teams like the last place divisions, the New York Jets, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Detroit Lions, and the San Francisco 49ers from 2020. In 2 years, the Jets are playing meaningful football in the likes of December. You have the Jacksonville Jaguars playing meaningful football in the likes of December. Number one overall pick, they get themselves a franchise quarterback. Philadelphia, they get themselves a franchise quarterback. The best team in the NFC, best record in the NFL. Detroit playing meaningful games in football this season. San Francisco.
Don't say it about a franchise quarterback, because Goff is...
Nope. Oh, no, I'm not going to go. Right. Listen, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Congratulations, right. Jared Goff, on getting a contract extension. But the San Francisco 49ers, they're a team that can win regardless if they have a franchise quarterback. If you look at those teams, Jets, Bengals, Jags, Eagles, Lions, 49ers, in the last 2 years from now, where could Houston mirror? Which is one of those teams that you see them maybe taking a similar approach to?
I mean, look, it's conceivable, but I don't like it in terms of the Jets, because I think that there's still questions about Zach Wilson. And same thing with the Niners. You'd love to be in a situation like the Niners, but in order to do so, you've got to hit right on all your other picks. You've got to have, you know, some veterans sprinkled in as well. But really, what they are so unbelievable in terms of analyzing talent, to find the guys in the rounds that they find them in that turn into the guys that just play major roles for them, that you would hope that was something that the Nick Caserio-led football operations staff could do, but you just don't know that you have the confidence in that. I mean, I realistically would hope that you could do a situation like Cincinnati, because you could get the quarterback and the wide receiver in the same draft and wouldn't have to wait a year. You knew that right off the top. Cincinnati had offensive line problems, but this line is probably further down the road in terms of advanced and being better than what the Bengals had at that time. I think that there are signs that there is some talent on this roster now where a year ago you didn't think so. So I would hope it was Cincinnati. I could see it being the Jets. I don't think there's any chance it's the Niners.
I don't think it's the Niners. I think the Jets and the Jags are probably the two most inseparable, because what you're seeing is meaningful football games in December. And both of them did do one thing. They both drafted a franchise quarterback with their first picks, Joe Shiesty, and then you have Trevor Lawrence. And Trevor Lawrence, give him credit. After that Denver Broncos game, he has lit a fire underneath his keister. He has been phenomenal. He has a pass rating of over 100 in his last five games, has zero turnovers, 10 touchdowns. He looks like the guy. But the thing is, I also look at what you said about Cincinnati. They need to get a complimentary receiver, because the year before, they still had Tyler Boyd on the roster. The year after, they added in Jamar Chase. Everyone forgets the second pick in that draft for Cincinnati was T. Higgins.
Yep.
And Higgins is a stud.
Great.
Higgins is an absolute stud. I look at Houston right now. Let's just say they go Bryce Young. Say Bryce, he's not actually pretending. He wants to play with Alabama one more time. He comes out. You take Bryce at number one. I look at a guy like Jordan Addison out of USC, the Fred Biletnikoff Award winner. He catches everything but a cold. He's that talented of a playmaker. You add him with Nico Collins. Now you have at least a 1-2 combination. And John Metchie in the slot.
Jeremy likes the kid from TCU. Look,
Quentin Johnson?
Yeah.
I love Quentin Johnson, but here's the thing. You have a big body receiver. You need a route runner. You need a guy
You
need a guy who can blow the top off. So a guy like Jalen Hyatt out of Tennessee, he was literally known for making people sleep on him, because if he just was a vertical approach guy, watch Hendon Hooker and what he was able to do with him against Alabama. God bless DeMarco Helms. How could you absolutely get blown back by that guy? You can add him in the second round to be like a better Will Fuller, but then also what you have is you have a guy like Nico Collins improve, and you get John Metchie, who already has the connection with probably Bryce Young. You're a step ahead from where you were with Cincinnati, where they drafted the receiver afterward.
I like the fact that they get the best of both position groups in a given draft. If you get the best quarterback in your eyes, and like we've talked about, you're convinced that's the guy, and then you get the best receiver of all the receivers on the board because the Cleveland pick turns out to be where you need it to be, then I think that you're winning the draft. And like you said, you're advancing the entire process of getting back to not only respectability but quality football with a chance to sustain it. And I love that approach. I think that it's not just as simple as saying I'm going to draft this side of the football or that side of the football. You're going to take the best players at all these position groups where you are lacking, because you are lacking at so many of them. And the most important is quarterback. And we've seen now with the way the NFL has transitioned and the money that's being paid out to wide receivers, if you can find a stud wide receiver one, you start kind of advancing the curve. You start moving the needle. And I'd love to see the Texans do something like that and then build around them to make sure that they have what they need so both can succeed.
I'm not going to call myself mini Lance Zierlein, because Lance is a phenomenal guy when
it comes
to
drafting. That's a one of one, sir.
That's a one of one, exactly. But I study film. I love watching the NFL draft. I do a lot of research on these guys. If you were to pass on a defensive end like a Will Anderson, there's a kid out of Kansas State, Felix Ndoka Uzama, who probably could be a great pick at round two. That would be a great move for you to add to your pass rush, and then you could go ahead and target that wide receiver. You don't know what you have with John Metchie, and the one thing that we knew about Metchie coming out of Alabama, clean, crisp route runner, was great after the catch, and made a lot of moves in the slot. That's a 1-2-3 combination when you add in Nico Collins.
Right.
But the other thing that we'll take away from this, if you're watching the way that the AFC South is, we don't know who's going to be running the show in Indianapolis next year. It's certainly not Saturday. He won't be calling plays on Sunday. We know that Tannehill right now is only getting a thumbs up from Texas A&M fans because of what he did in College Station. And I look at Jacksonville, how long is this going to be sustainable?
See, I think Jacksonville is the most sustainable because you got a really good coach with an offensive mind, with a guy that, as you just pointed out, has basically done what everybody hoped Trevor Lawrence would do on his own, and whatever Urban Meyer and his staff did to set him back. It seems like Doug Peterson's got him going in the right direction. So I would say that Jacksonville is your most formidable team in the division for the long haul, and I think that the Texans can compete with that if they start putting the pieces together. You look at the draft a year ago and say, well, they did get some good defensive pieces because Harris looks good, Petrie looks good. Stingley's going to be a guy. Whether he looks great or not yet,
exactly,
you're going to have to rely on. So you went and got yourself some really good defensive pieces. I think this year you do the same thing on the offensive side of the football. You hope that you get an extra bonus because Metchie is done dealing with cancer, and just as a football player, he's a perfect fit. And as you mentioned, when you already have chemistry with the quarterback, another win-win. And then you go get a wide receiver one. And then you start looking at tight end, because I think another position they got to look at is having a legit tight end that can catch and can block and can give the quarterback another option, whether it's a bailout and or plays you can call for him. And I think then you're starting to build the foundation on both sides of the football for a team that's going to start advancing and showing you progress.
There's so many mock drafts right now that are out there saying that Michael Mayer out of Notre Dame, Baby Gronk,
oh,
should be the pick.
Loves
Everyone loves him. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Darnell Washington is just as talented out of Georgia.
I'm not using a first-round pick on a tight end.
Well, you deserve to get called out for if you use a first-round pick on a tight end. When Darnell Washington out of Georgia is pretty damn good. Tucker Kraft from
Oregon State kid,
Nick, I'm blanking on his last name, is phenomenal as a blocker, but he also has been a great red zone target. A name that I think people really are sleeping on is Dalton Kincaid out of Utah. He was phenomenal for Cam Rising this past year and a security blanket for the Utes offense. He's going to be available in
but you
three.
Hit right there. You need a security blanket at tight end that isn't one-dimensional. One guy can block, one guy can quote-unquote catch. You need a guy that can do both, but more so than anything else, give your quarterback the confidence that I've got another guy that I can go to that can get me out of a jam or get me yards when I need it.
The one thing that I absolutely love about this class is there's a sleeper, a defensive line that nobody seems to be talking about. Sione Ikaka out of Baylor. He is a phenomenal run stopper. He's great. He's 325 pounds. Big, burly guy. Absolutely just terrorized the likes of the Big 12 this past year. Get him in round two. Get yourself a wide receiver in round one. Try to maybe go trade back and get an extra first round pick to get another pass rusher. Round three, you add in the tight end. Look at that. Your offense is already that much more dynamic, and you have at least two players on your defensive line that are upgrades over what you currently are.
I thought Ikaka was what BMAC did all over himself after he didn't back up his own show that he worked on to give us the Who Said It, to give us the win.
No, that was his daughter last night.
Yeah, probably. That's what I felt in my heart at that moment, but I didn't actually do that.
So you didn't hikaka?
No, no. In my heart, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's
okay.
What I felt at least, in my soul.
And you, at
Brandon
least
ripped out my soul with
in
that
the diaper,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we almost had a shot at 5 for 5. Thank
we
you
did.
For that one, B-Mac.
We did.
Which we've never done before.
And imagine if I could walk away telling Brandon, hey, guess what? I got the perfect streak.
Ran the table.
Ran the table. 713-780-3776. Go ahead and call into the show. Give us your thoughts on who you want the Texans to draft early on. It's Killer Bees right here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, one more time, I got to tell you about Pajamagram. I know you guys haven't done all your Christmas shopping. I know that there are still gifts to get, and if it's the most important the gift, the one for your significant other, I'm going to tell you right now how you can make sure you don't end up in the doghouse, but you may end up in the funhouse, and that is by going to Pajamagram.com, because Pajamagram.com has naturally nude pajamas. They feel just like her soft skin. You can already imagine how good they're going to look on her. And you know what? It's the gift that keeps on giving, because mistletoe or not, she wears them for you, and you reap the benefits, and you guys both have a happy holiday season. And right now, what they're doing at Pajamagram, the only place you can get these naturally nude pajamas is, if you get them, you're also going to get a free naturally nude nightgown. On top of that, a $75 savings. Two gifts for the price of one, and both keep giving to you as it goes with you giving her that gift. It's awesome. They're also going to include free gift wrapping, so you're going to take care of that too. No going to the malls. No fighting for parking spots, battling the crowds, and standing in long lines. You are going to get what she wants, and she is going to wear it, so you get what you want in the process too. It's really simple. All you got to do, go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas. You get the nightgown, the gift wrapping, and it's delivered in time for the holidays. You're a hero. You're welcome. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by.
Live from Drift Bar for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, this is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Hey, by the way, before we get anything else, and I wanted to give a special shout-out to my man Cole Calhoun-Thompson here and tell him I appreciate him filling in for Jeremy. We know the Loyals. We take care of the Loyals, and Donna and CeCe are here, Crystal Collins. Donna's got a little extra interest tonight in a little Port Neches Grove. I don't know if we can say their mascot because it's not politically correct, but Port Neches Grove's Oak Cliff South 5A Division II championship game is tonight. She is a PNG kind of girl. No?
No?
I'm saying, but you're pulling for Port Neches Grove. Okay, that's what I'm just talking about. I'm just talking about in specifics for this situation, Donna. I know you're an LSU girl and a lot of different things, but we're just going to go for PNG for D. There you go.
We got Donna over there. Donna, do you remember when Roshan Johnson was running the offense for you guys back in the day? God, I love that kid. He's phenomenal. I absolutely loved it. Oh, yeah, but what happened when he was at Port Neches? Did he absolutely carve you guys every single weekend? Yeah, because he was the quarterback of the year at that time. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. That's the number that you want to call into the show.
Crystal Collins, by the way, is here and definitely wants to point out that the Packers beat the Cowboys this year. It was the highlight of her year, and she was actually there to witness it in person. So I appreciate the fact that she can honor great games and great talent.
Crystal, we're not in Cowboys country. You know that, right? Oh, we're in America. Oh, America's country.
She's actually the president of the Dallas Cowboys fan club in Houston, so there's no greater, bigger, better Cowboy fan, if that's something that appeals to you, than Crystal Collins.
Everything's bigger in Texas, including the Dallas Cowboys fans. They all the way make their
like the mouth of Cowboys fans, till they lose to a lowly team like the Packers.
Or, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars this weekend. Oh, how about that one?
Well, you better be ready for the Jags, and your boy better come up big on defense, because he's been running his bumping his gums.
Listen, I love Micah Parsons. I also love Jalen Hurts. So let's see what we get for Christmas. Which one of those is going to get a big old stocking of coal? Speaking of which, Joel,
yes.
What are you looking for in this weekend for the week's slate of games?
Football, basketball. Oh, that's a wheelhouse. Sorry, my bad. I am looking forward to, from an NFL perspective, getting some kind of teams to sort themselves out. Look, I think the NFL got exactly what they wanted, especially with the Saturday-Sunday slate. Teams are relevant late in the season that you wouldn't have otherwise expected to have a relevant chance to make the playoffs. So you're going to see, are they pretenders? Or are they not necessarily contenders, but are they going to make the playoffs? I'm watching teams like we saw last night with Seattle, who continues to just fade. Are the Giants another team fading? Are we having teams that look like they're on the cusp, like the Lions, Brendan's Lions? Look, who'd have thought we've been talking about the Lions above the Packers and having a legit chance to make the playoffs. Their offense has been spectacular the last couple of weeks. Goff looks like he's resurrected his career. They have weapons. They're moving the football. He's not making mistakes that kill them. Now, are the Lions capable of keeping it going? I think that that's what makes these games more enticing than they would be in years past when we saw the Saturday games and went, yeah, but are they relevant? Do these teams matter?
Brandon, let me get your opinion on this. Are you worried about Jared Goff having to play outside for the first time in several weeks?
Absolutely. Not even just outside, but on the road. He's thrown 2 touchdowns in road games this year.
Here's the fun fact that I actually looked up right before the show. Jared Goff in the last 2 outside games in cold conditions under the degrees of 40 has a passer rating of 71.9%, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception. Good luck to you. A game that I'm actually watching for in this one is I am actually trying to see what Tennessee can do against Los Angeles, because I feel like these are 2 teams that should be better than they are expected. The reason why we like a team like Tennessee, we actually hate a team like Tennessee, but we can see the success of Tennessee is how well coached they are. That's the way that I've always looked at it. They're so finely tuned. They're like a tight-knit bunch, and because of that, I hold them to a certain standard. Meanwhile, the one thing that I'm looking for, how much longer until Sean Payton signs an extension to become the next Los Angeles Chargers head coach and get him compared up with Justin Herbert?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that you're also talking about 2 teams that still have playoff aspirations. No matter what happens, Tennessee's going to backdoor their way into the playoffs by winning the division. But they have to be more than Derrick Henry. They have to be more than a one-dimensional team that can play some defense but doesn't have a quarterback that can do what they need them to do. And they need to figure it out fast because they've been really starting to free fall. On the flip side, you look at a team that played maybe probably their best game overall, but definitely from Justin Herbert a week ago. I've always been a Herbert guy, but the fact that he truly got all of his weapons to use and used all of them to look really, really good, I'm curious to see how good this Charger team can be, because I think they've got a ton of talent on both sides of the football. If they could just be healthy, they could do some damage, and they could show you with a big game this week that they are formidable and that they should be in a discussion in terms of better teams entering the playoffs. So that's definitely a game to keep an eye on, because there are so many different elements to watch, whether you think it's the playoffs or the fact that, you know, maybe Tennessee needs to look for another quarterback.
I got another one for you that's really going to be interesting, and that would be Buffalo versus Miami. And it's not about Buffalo. Buffalo's going to win the division. They're going to have a shot to get the number 1 seed in the AFC. I don't think anybody's worried about that one. What I'm talking about is Tua Tagovailoa, because here's the deal. Regardless of where they are, the 5 seed, the 6 seed, the 7 seed, I think they're still going to make the postseason. I really do. I like this team. I like the offensive personnel. I like that you have 2 legit number 1 receivers. Only team in the NFL right now with 2 1,000-yard receivers on the roster. But how do you play in cold conditions? How do you play in that harsh outside weather? Because whether you go play in Baltimore, whether you go play in Buffalo, whether you go play in Kansas City or Cincinnati, you're going to be on the road no matter what, game 1 of the wild card round, and you're going to be playing in those harsh, damp conditions that absolutely could have snow, could have wind chill. How does he look when he's throwing the ball, trying to get the ball deep? Because there's only been a handful of plays this year where he's been able to connect with Tyreek Hill in stride 25 yards down the field.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I mean, you can play it off with T-shirts all week long between McDaniel and Tua. The fact is that you can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk and do it in like 3 to 4 to 6 inches of snow in cold conditions? Miami, as it sits, just but we know where they play, and we know how what their home environment is like. It's an adjustment. Tua played at Alabama. How many games did he play before he even got to the Dolphins where he was experiencing this? And now it's not just experiencing it. It's being experienced in it in order to win when it matters most in the postseason. It's going to be an interesting game to watch. I think Buffalo's going to win. I think they're going to basically make a statement yet again that this is a team that's been a little up and down, but that when push comes to shove and the conditions are also a factor, this is a team that's prepared to play any way you care to play, and they can play and be successful. Miami's got a lot to prove, and it's not just Tua. It's everything else on both sides of the football as well. They've spent a boatload of money. They have loaded up this roster, and they want everybody to believe that they should be considered a contender too. A win in a game like this is a step in the right direction in getting people to take notice. A loss, and everybody says, you're the same old Dolphins.
My big thing is that I heard this earlier in the week. Somebody said that they would like Buffalo to have a dome stadium because it would be an unfair advantage to teams like Miami that have to travel up in the postseason. Bro, it's the same thing in September when you're standing on the Miami sidelines and it's 120 degrees. Just go ahead and win your freaking games. That's what you need to do. You need to be able to play consistent football in September through December. And if you can't do that, congratulations. You're not a legitimate AFC or NFC
contender. I'm going to tell you something, too, that a lot of Texans fans and I have had discussions about. The same way you can say that about a Buffalo or a Green Bay in a home field, which, by the way, Green Bay has not lived up to being able to take advantage of having the home field with snow and blizzardy conditions the last couple of years.
What are they, 0-2 last two games?
Yeah, and if you're the Houston Texans, the advantage that you have that you refuse to use is your roof should be open when it is 85 and 90 degrees and the sun is blaring down on NRG Stadium and you've got a team from the East or the Midwest coming down to play you, and you realize you practice in it every day. You're prepared for it. You're going to sweat your balls off if you're coming into this town. You're going to get a sunburn, and you're going to lose the game because you're not prepared to deal with it unless you come down for a week or so and prep. They refuse to do that because they want to cater to their suite holders and season ticket holders that want air conditioning. At a certain point, football matters too, and we're getting to that point more and more, obviously, with everything we analyze with the Texans. Make teams come down and play in your environment where you have an advantage and use it as a home field, and I don't think they've done that enough.
Blankers, you want some good news? The roof is open this weekend against Kansas City.
But it's not,
congratulations
it's gonna,
on doing it in December, September.
Yeah, it's going to be chilly. I need it when it's 80 and the sun's beating down on the visiting team on their sideline, and you realize they're in for a hellacious day, both in the temperature and the way they're going to play.
Real fast, before we get on out of here, World Cup on Sunday, France versus Argentina, a shot for Mbappe to continue his legacy, and a shot for Messi to close out his. Who you like?
I like Messi. I pull for the guy that has a chance to solidify his legacy as the greatest of all time. It's one thing to be mentioned in the conversation of the five or six greatest to ever play, but when you can write your storybook ending, this is your last World Cup, this is your first cup final. If you can walk out of here with basically the MVP trophy because you won a World Cup and you walk out with that in terms of your resume and your legacy, I'd love to see it happen for Argentina.
My big thing is that I'm a Messi guy. I grew up with Messi. I'm about ready to turn 30.
You don't clean a lot?
Oh, yeah, you know, exactly. Never do. Yeah. Oh, no, that's my fiance's job. She loves doing
that.
No, she loves it. She loves it. I do the shopping. I do the cooking. She does the cleaning. She loves doing that stuff for me. I personally think that when you look at a guy like Messi, you want him to close out his career on the right note, especially when you have Mbappe, a guy who is expected to be the next Messi. Wouldn't you want to at least say you tied with him before that? Because Mbappe's going to get another shot. We know that France...
He's young, but if France wins back-to-back and he wins the title and gets that on his resume early, it's pretty big.
I'm not going to deny that. And trust me, back-to-back titles, that'd be the first time since the 1970s
Pelé.
When Brazil did it, when Pelé did it, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. So it'll be fun to watch. Another big sporting event to put on your calendar, but should be great. NFL with a triple header on Saturday. So you got NFL Saturday and Sunday, bowl games if you care about them. The World Cup, Rockets playing. Great weekend ahead, but great week to finish out on. BMAC, thank you for screwing us on Who Said It. Cole, thanks for filling in, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me. That's Joel Blank. I'm Cole Thompson filling in for Jeremy Brandon. The Real House coming up next right here live at Drift Bar in the Heights. At Mr. Cole Thompson on Twitter, at Pac-Man Joel. It's Killer Bees right here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.